There you go, right there. The guy with the hat.
Welcome to the world-class New York City subway, where assaults and theft are sadly on the rise, which could be because the city just retired its fleet of police robots that were supposed to protect everyone. But they also may have broken the law by secretly recording all of us.
Well, remember when the NYPD unveiled a robot that looked like it was straight out of a Pixar movie in the hopes it would help keep law and order?
Well, that was just in September, but now the Nightscope K5 is being put on pause.
The newest member of the NYPD weighs 400 pounds, gets paid $9 an hour, and works midnights without a single complaint.
It was always parked there.
It was out.
I've never seen it move.
I've just seen it standing over there, but I've never seen it rolling.
There have been some concerns raised over privacy with K5. Last summer, the Legal Aid Society called for investigations into the NYPD's use of surveillance technology.
Equipped with multiple cameras and two-way communication intended to deter crime and to capture crimes in progress.
I'd like to see it in action. That would be cool.
The mayor's office tells us tonight that K5 is not retired. It's just sitting here waiting for its next deployment, taking a load off.
I know they stopped using it. It's been retired. I just don't know where they keep it.
To be honest with you, I would be much more afraid of you guys than police robot. Have a great day.
Well,
thank you.
The difference between me and a robot is I don't have a photographic memory, so I'll forget what you look like in the next 5 minutes.
Now, when this program was first announced, the mayor was thrilled. Just look at that smile. It's like he's unboxing an Apple Vision Pro, which this thing certainly was not. And here we are 4 months later, and the RoboCop program has vanished. It's been scrapped. But the robots did accomplish two things. Number one, they may have wasted a lot of money. And number two, they may have broken the law by secretly recording everybody in the train and storing that information somewhere forever, most likely. But what most people in the subway don't know is that the city has other high-tech robotic security forces, which aren't in use down here, but are being used throughout the rest of the city to keep us safe. And they work pretty well. They do record us. But the success of those programs make it shocking that a totally not a robot police officer program was a complete failure. So why did they deploy this thing and think it was going to be a good idea in the first place? So this is the exact area of the Times Square subway station where the robot army was supposed to begin its mission to enslave all of us. That was a joke, but what's not a joke is what the unveiling looked like.
Welcome to New York City, K5, and welcome to the NYPD. While I believe it is our duty to utilize state-of-the-art technology advancements to help keep New Yorkers safe, I believe we must do it wisely.
K5 is a robot.
Okay, people believed in this thing.
And although the city refuses to admit it, there are many things that make a robot cop ill-suited to this environment. Its goal was to patrol subway platforms and monitor threats. And it was supposed to help passengers,
even though it didn't have arms or legs. Also, even people have many problems traversing certain parts of the subway. It's like an obstacle course you get to navigate every single morning, which essentially means the K5 would have a limited area of operational effectiveness.
Unlike the real police.
K5 is a robot that will patrol the Times Square subway station in the overnight hours. Equipped with multiple cameras and two-way communication intended to deter crime, and equipped with a panic button that riders can use to alert patrol officers.
We are taking an expansion.
All right, so keep in mind as you're watching this, thing cost $12,500 and it was only active for 6 months, or at least it was supposed to be. They scrapped it before then. And listen to how limited this thing was. It was a little bit taller than one of these trash cans. It had cameras to give a waist-height view of the station environment, which would help it spot suspicious activity. It also had a speaker in it. It was like a two-way radio. Police could talk to people and vice versa, which means if someone were to get hurt in the subway, it could tell them that help was on the way. And it had a panic button, which you could press in the event of an emergency. So if we're being mean, this thing was a Ring doorbell combined with a robot vacuum and a walkie-talkie. Not exactly futuristic, and the subway already has those three things. Help buttons, cameras, intercoms. What is the benefit of a rolling version of all three of those in one platform?
On top of that, humanitarians were alarmed that this thing might have been rolling around recording everybody.
And that's in spite of the fact that the city promised it wouldn't record audio or use facial recognition. But if it's rolling around recording video and saving that video, you can always use facial recognition on it later in the future.
But the city may have actually broken some of its
own laws by rolling this thing out.
Which could be part of the reason they had to scrap this thing, but why were they so eager to roll it out in the first place?
Taking an expansive camera network in the subway system and adding to it, supplementing to it, if you will.
Crime underground is trending lower, but the number of violent assaults is still more than 50% higher than it was just 4 years ago.
All right, so even though overall crime in the subway is down, there's been an increase in violent attacks, and this robot would have established a police presence that people could see, which means a psychologist probably came up with this idea.
You don't want riders looking over their shoulder when they're in a big terminal. And the robot was supposed to patrol this wide open, vast area here that traverses between several different trains. On top of that, the city's got a manpower shortage as far as police are concerned. And sadly, local laws and initiatives have made it harder for people to want to pursue the career of being a police officer. Which is why even though the robot duplicated already existing technology, it was hoped that the physical presence of a police vehicle would deter crime. Kind of like how when you see a police car with flashing lights, even if nobody's inside, you think the police are nearby.
The other problem is that ridership levels in the subway are way down from 2019, and the city has to woo riders back to using the subway by making it feel and look safer. But I think they should just make sure the trains run on time.
Nonetheless, the city is now hiding the K5 behind this Samsung Galaxy advertisement.
And it didn't take long for the authorities to realize that this thing was a total piece of junk.
The Nightscope K5 robot is now no longer deployed in transit, according to the NYPD. In fact, K5 now sits behind an abandoned storefront while strap hangers stop to snap photos of the now former robotic cop.
Honestly, this is kind of sad to witness. People were so excited about this thing, and now it's in the closet collecting dust. It might have looked and sounded special, but there was nothing ultra about it.
It didn't even really have AI.
They said they weren't storing its images in a database that was being used with facial recognition. Does that make you feel any better?
That's totally bad.
Did you see it, actually?
I saw it, like, I think it was in Times Square. Or like,
yeah, did it look creepy?
A bit weird. I always have, there is some like kind of iffy stuff when it comes to AI, especially with technology.
Yeah, right?
I just feel like...
You're like, what are they using it for?
Exactly.
But the truth is that it couldn't succeed in its mission. I mean, look, there's a set of stairs right here.
It was so limited in where it could go and what it could look at. And look, you would need like a forklift to get it up this if you wanted it to patrol this area. Which might actually be too narrow for a rolling trash can.
When it was deployed, there had to be a human officer near it to make sure that nobody messed with it, that it didn't fall over, and just to kind of see what would happen as it interacted with the general public.
So much for alleviating the city's manpower shortage.
I've never seen it move.
I've just seen it standing over there, but I've never seen it roaming.
But you know a program's a failure when the people looking at it can't tell you what it's for, what it's supposed to do, and how it's supposed to keep them safe. People were totally confused by this thing.
For example, everybody in the terminal knows that this camera is here to record them.
Do people feel safer knowing that there's cameras? Probably. Do criminals know that they could potentially be caught if they do something because there's a camera? Absolutely.
But some people think the robot's true purpose was much more sinister than anything we've discussed.
Some concerns raised over privacy with K5. Last summer, the Legal Aid Society called for investigations into the NYPD's use of surveillance technology.
There is a local law called the Post Act that requires the NYPD.
So it seems like there are rules on the books that mean if the city gets a new piece of tech, that they have to tell everybody about it and then let everybody complain about it, which is a good thing. We should have the right to complain about police robots.
But how much of the technology in this thing was newly acquired? The police already have plenty of cameras and radios and panic buttons.
Maybe they figured that it wasn't a particularly big deal, that they now had a rolling version of all three of these in one large package. But some people miss K5 and they want to know, will he ever come back?
Is not retired, nor is it abandoned. It's just sitting here waiting for its next deployment, taking a load off. Where that will be, no one knows yet. But here in the 42nd...
I think this is the first robotic human replacement I've ever heard of that was allowed
to take a break.
But the real issue here is this program probably wouldn't have had that big of an impact on crime in the subway.
Let's say it's here recording people. There's still going to be fare evasion. And unfortunately, violent altercations happen in the subway in spite of the cameras and loudspeakers.
Plus, none of the people who were interviewed thought this thing did anything.
But luckily, the police have other tech that does work and does suck up a little bit of our privacy, but it's for a good cause, we're told. So believe it or not, even though New York is an old, dirty city, there are some new pieces of technology that first responders and police are using that do have an impact on the safety of New Yorkers overall.
Rink Drones recently signed a deal to send several drones to the New York City Police Department.
We want to utilize this technology to complement our crisis management team, complement our police personnel. You know, a drone could get to a location in 30, 40 seconds.
I've actually seen these. There was a protest across the street from the New York Times building, and they had the police van with a drone flying out, giving them like a bird's eye view of what was going on. That was pretty interesting.
According to the mayor, the use of drones are great for crisis teams. Fire, ambulance, police. If there's an emergency, these things can give them information they wouldn't be able to get otherwise. And they don't get stuck in traffic like a police car.
And they can be very important in potentially dangerous situations. Just look at this large protest a couple of weeks ago going down Broadway. It seems fine, but if things were going to take a turn for the worse, perhaps the interior of the crowd, maybe they have weapons, maybe they're trying to do something, police on the perimeter, they can't see that, but a drone looking down from above could watch the entire thing and send that information to HQ.
And yes, privacy advocates are right to worry about the abuses of such technology, but modern times, modern threats require a modern response. Plus, we've also got a high number of stationary police cameras throughout the city.
It's designed to get first responders eyes and ears in dangerous places. First drone in the world to have a glass-breaking capability. It can literally fly up to a window, shatter it out, enter a structure. That's really unique. First drone in the world.
That's pretty crazy how these things aren't just for observation.
And let's say there's a problem way up in a building like this. You could quickly fly a drone into the one of the windows, and there's a two-way radio. You can speak to the people who are inside, find out what's going on really quickly.
But what is kind of frightening, though, is the fact that soon we'll probably see these things buzzing around, following us, watching us. Oh, man, that's gonna seem really creepy.
There is a 14-story building. Half of it initially collapsed, and we were able to search that underground section, basically with a structural engineer in a virtual reality headset.
Okay, collapse, building, disaster recovery, that's going to be a game changer in New York.
And think for a moment of how the fire department responds to an emergency.
In the past, you got to get a ladder with a person up into one of these buildings, but now you can fly up there, check the place out, see how bad everything is, get an idea of what the structure's like, all before you send in actual people and put their lives at risk to save somebody.
For police, this is going to work in two ways. It'll be great for finding missing persons, and also if there's a manhunt and they're looking for the bad guys, I'm sure the drones will be useful. But the more common flying cameras become, the more unnerving it's going to be for normal people to be out in public.
Can you imagine being at Central Park or here in Times Square? These things are just buzzing around over your head. You're gonna feel like you're living in a virtual prison.
But the next item on our list is a lot less creepy.
Actually, no, I take that back. This is creepier. I think that was the world's smallest fire truck, but speaking of the fire department, they've got a version of the police RoboCop, which does everything that thing couldn't do.
So right now you are looking at the robotic dog named Berg. It weighs 70 pounds, can go upstairs, it can fall, even get knocked over and get back up, and it can even open doors.
Now, you know, as creepy as that thing looks, I would be so happy if it helped bust me out of a building during an emergency.
And unlike the rolling police vacuum, that thing can climb the stairs, it can go through tight little spaces, if it falls over, it can get up.
And like the drones, these fire dog robots, they've been used during recent events in New York to check out situations and help save people.
Berg, for the very first time, was put into action at that building collapse. First responders say when they first got there, there was no way to know if people were trapped inside.
So that parking garage collapse, what most people don't know is that when a building collapses, all of the surrounding buildings shake
their structures may be weakened. So entering an environment where there is a collapsed building, that's automatically dangerous. And the fact that they could send in one of these robotic beasts to check the place out, that definitely saved the lives of firefighters. It kept them out of that mess.
It was also able to inspect the structural integrity of the building and use a thermal camera to detect heat, and was even able to find the garage's general manager.
It's got cameras, it's got audio, it can listen to hear what's going on.
Plus, it had a thermal camera, which meant that in a dark area with no electricity, it could still find if people were inside and trapped and needing help. And if you have a structure that's dangerous, falling apart, the robots can chart a path to get to where survivors are.
But I guess at the exact same time, it would seem pretty weird to see one of those things rolling down the sidewalk here, or following you around in the subway, running up the stairs. I think that would totally creep people out.
But what's crazy is the fire department has this technology.
How come nobody had a meeting like, hey, will our rolling vacuum type thing in the subway be as effective as your robot dog is at walking upstairs? How come nobody checked that out or figured that out? Maybe they just didn't want to scare people with a robot dog. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe they went with the rolling trash can for me. And for you, what do you think about that? Do you think the police should use more tech to keep the city safe? Is any of this stuff working? Is our privacy worth sacrificing for floating cameras to be everywhere? Let me know what you think. Thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next video.